The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's 6 months since the new Dublin City Council rules involving waste management in Dublin City were implemented, but bin bags are still causing an issue throughout the city. Businesses have voiced concern over the opening of rubbish bags throughout the city by seagulls or indeed by humans. And as Dublin is now set to enter its busiest time of the year with tourists, how can we make the city cleaner? For more on this, I'm joined in studio by Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, and Paul Galler, CEO of the IHF, former manager of Buswells. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Morning. Morning.
Richard, how big is the problem?
Look, it is an issue. I don't think we've come up with a workable solution. Our view back in 2012 when the service was privatised was that there would be issues, and we are definitely experiencing the kind of issues that we thought we would experience. Obviously, you know, bin storage for somebody on the third floor in a small office is a problem. And I think just the mere fact that we're, you know, 5 or 6 months on from the time when there was to be no bin bags in certain areas shows that, you know, there are practical issues in terms of resolving this issue.
The idea was that if you're going to put out any rubbish, it's got to be in a plastic bin, a proper secure bin that will not be affected by foxes, by seagulls, by vermin.
Exactly. Like your domestic bin. So look, our view has always been, has been for quite some time, that we need to look at the remunicipalisation of waste collection. And that was mentioned in the Taoiseach's task force.
For someone who doesn't have the ability to store a plastic bin, for example, it doesn't really matter who the collector is, does it?
Well, when the waste was collected by the council, they had their people going around emptying the ordinary public bins, etc. And if somebody had left out a bin, they'd just take it away. So there was that more regular collection, and that made a big difference. I think when it was privatised, obviously, there's one collection, and that can take place at 12 o'clock at night. So that is an issue, and we in terms of the timing of when the bins are going to be collected, for us has been an issue for quite some time, particularly for the nighttime economy, when the retailers have left their bins out and the place doesn't look great, being honest. So I think we need a resolution on this, and I think we need to start really thinking outside the box.
Now, the question of the plastic bags, they have been outlawed in particular areas, so that, the bag with the tag used to be the way, because they were so vulnerable to being interfered with.
Yeah, no, and I think we need to look at the models in other places. Now, there was a talk about having, a collective bin where you'd have a fob and you'd put your waste into a large bin, and that would be taken away. I think that there's merit in that, and I think, we need to see that being rolled out. But, certainly the current situation is just, it's not working for anyone, and I think we need to put our collective minds together on this.
Paul Gallagher, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's an unfortunate circumstance between, obviously, the return scheme has made bags more, I suppose, attractive to people who are looking
bags and bins.
And scavenging for cans.
I mean,
and bottles
what
for
we've
return.
Seen it in this area here around Drury Street and so on, where people who are unfortunately down and out, who have no money, and they will go through bins, they'll open them up and they'll take whatever cans and bottles that have a return value from them, but they don't return the rest of the rubbish that they've removed to find those bottles. That's just scattered.
Yeah, and I think that leaves an awful mess. Maybe perhaps if people were to put those returns in clear bags, then the scavengers would just take the clear bag and leave all the other bags alone.
And do everyone a favour by recycling.
Yeah, do us all a favour. But, I mean, we can't be beyond us in a city like Dublin that we can't resolve an issue around rubbish. And to be honest, it's only 90 streets that have a requirement for no plastic bags. Why 90 streets? Why not all 1,000 streets? I don't really get the... We do things in such piecemeal fashion. I mean, we stopped smoking overnight. Well, we didn't stop, but the law came in and we weren't allowed to do it.
I mean, there is an issue. I mean, it's still a city wherein people live, and people do not necessarily in the urban streetscape have a place to store a bin. I mean, you see it even in the suburban areas where you have maybe rows of old arsons dwellings or whatever, and there is no way that you can haul a bin through the narrow hallway out to whatever little backyard you have to store it. So that's why they probably want the bag with the tag.
Yeah, perhaps so. But I mean, I've noticed some people hang the bag off the ground, making it less attractive for birds because they can't particularly seagulls, they don't have claws, so they can't actually hang off the bag and peck it open. So, I mean, there are, we can do things if we just put our minds to it, I think, to be quite honest.
What do you think of the re-municipalisation of refuse collection?
Yeah, if it's appropriate. I mean, I'm not an expert in this field, but, I mean, you go around Europe and you see below-bin storage. You know, they have devices where the local residents deposit and the storage units are underground in their area. Yeah. I mean, that would make an awful lot of sense. Better street cleaning regimes, I think. And I think maybe more civic pride. I mean, it's not just Dublin City Council's problem. It's all of our problem collectively.
How do you instill civic pride?
You do it in school. And you show people by example. And those areas that are most littered need the most attention. And if you gave it more attention, I think the natural behaviour will change within those areas that we like it clean. We're not going to put up with the nonsense. And we are going to participate in making sure it stays clean.
But many of the litter situations are brought about by not individuals, ex-schoolboys, although they're all ex-schoolboys and ex-schoolgirls, but by, you know, cafes, restaurants, offices, where they don't take due care in how the rubbish is put out. And inevitably they will know on certain mornings that they're going to have had, they have caused litter.
Yeah, I've seen that myself and, you know, the owners of those sort of restaurants and cafes, if it is the case that their rubbish is outside and strewn everywhere, they must accept and acknowledge that that must damage their reputation. I mean, people walking on that street would be thinking, well, if this is how they're happy to treat the street, I wouldn't like to see how
what's
they treat
the kitchen.
Yeah, so, you know, I think people will walk with their feet.
I think, look, in terms of the public bins, I think more of those kind of big belly bins that people can't actually get into would certainly help. I like the idea of the, you know, the clear bin for the disposables, and I think, you know, that actually has a lot of merit. But it certainly, as Paul said, look, this is one where our collective minds need to work on sorting out something that should be sortable.
Do we know what the pubs and other hospitality emporia do with those cans and bottles that have a value? I mean, do they attempt to they've charged the customer, so it doesn't matter to them really, but do they ever attempt to retrieve the money?
Yeah, very few hotels or restaurants use single plastic items, so plastic bottles don't come in, which means we don't have a return on them. It is very few canned products behind a bar would ever be served by a bar, unless it was a unique drink that didn't come in any of it. I suppose Red Bull might be one example. Mm-hmm. The bar and hotel would collect those and then recycle them. That's the whole idea.
That they would tend to do that.
Yeah, but they would have the volume would be a very tiny, Pat. It'd be in one or two product ranges only.
Hmm. How much of a deterrent is the scruffy streetscape to the tourist? Do they ever comment?
Yeah, I think, you know, if when people come to Dublin, they want to explore. So, and they like to do their own thing. They don't want to be told where to go all the time. And it's when they go off a main thoroughfare, I think, and discover, you know, very heavily littered areas, perhaps drug taking or paraphernalia for drug taking is there. They feel very uncomfortable. You know, the provision of public toilets in Dublin, there isn't really provision of public toilets except for the top of Grafton Street and one other location I can think of. So, I mean, this city council are quite happy, and so is our government, that hotels and bars are actually the public toilets for Dublin City. And that we do that with good faith and in goodwill. And we play our part, but really, is it good enough that at 11:30 in the evening, the front door of the hotels are all closed and the bars are closed and you need to go to the loo? Where do you go?
Yeah. Richard, you probably looked at other cities in modelling Dublin town. How do they handle it in other places?
Yeah, look, the example that Paul says about the underground, we have issues in terms of just how the underground of Dublin is in terms of pipes and services,
and
etc.
And yet we used to deliver all our porter and ale through.
We did.
Open cellars, and
a lot of that was actually filled in, which I think was an unfortunate mistake at the time. And even with the when the Lewis was being developed, there was cellars, underground cellars that were actually filled in. And I think that was, at the time I was saying, hang on, you know, we could do with that space. But look, we are where we are, as they say. But I think, you know, definitely, I think we need to look at the solutions that are Dublin specific. And I think, you know, dropping off a large kind of container bin onto streets, having a specific time to drop the rubbish in and then take it by 7 o'clock is the solution. And then to do something similar in for the nighttime economy at around midnight.
As some of the texts coming in, a big problem in Dublin North Central is fast food outlets who don't clean up. The Seagulls having a field day. Are these stores responsible for the litter outside their premises?
Yes, they are. I mean, but that's about enforcement then also, you know. Is there enough regime of enforcement on
so if the council come along and they see all this litter and it's, you know, of a particular emporium which is identifiable by the litter, they can be fined.
They can
say, oh, it was a seagull, it was a fox.
No, they can be fined. If it's been witnessed, they can be fined.
Yeah.
We don't have side entrances or yards, so bins on the street makes the streets ugly. And that's the problem, but I think
we would all accept a big black bin that's locked on a corner of a street that people could use rather than 42 black bags spilt open.
I was going down Grafton Street on Friday evening and two fellas, certainly not council workers, were opening up the bins and taking out plastic bags. They're heading down a side street, probably going to dump the lot out on the street to find those return cans and bottles. I'm just back from Lake Garda, says another. I use the fob system for my waste. A row of bins, it worked great. A 25-metre walk to the bins, that's all.
Yeah.
So presumably the different designations for...
Exactly.
Compostable for black bin stuff and then for recyclables. On cleaning the streets, it should be a top priority to actually power wash the streets and pavements. The broken pavements need to be replaced and repaired. Parts of the footpaths are like old potholes of Cavan. A good news story is that someone is power washing the city quays. A number of the granite quayways have been washed on the pavement side and it looks very well. So that's a compliment for one small measure from Des. If children don't learn civic pride at home, they will not learn it at school. That's from Damo. That's probably a truism.
Yeah, I think if they learn it in school, they'll bring it home and then they can teach their parents how to do it.
Too many Irish people have no regard for the environment. They litter at will and will not pay for their refuse to be collected. Unfortunately, we are not like other European countries where people care for their environment. Please ask our government leaders to scrap charges for waste collection and make it free to users, as is the case in Northern Ireland, where there's almost no fly tipping. That's from Kieran. Isn't it a problem that people will not pay for something that they used to get? Some people will not pay for something they used to, they think, get free. But of course...
Yeah, look, absolutely, it's paid by somebody, whether it's paid by the taxpayer or and the polluter pays principle, which I have to say I do kind of believe in.
Yeah, but the question, even in local authority houses and apartment complexes, in theory, the rent should encompass the municipal waste charge.
Yeah, it should do. I mean, and, you know, we all pay property tax. In the north, they pay poll tax. If the tax is insufficient to generate enough output to get our cities clean, well, then we need to change that also. So, I mean, it's both funding, attitude, and maybe the removal of all the dereliction that we have in Dublin, which
also
promotes...
Are we missing can-do attitude in the council?
Yeah, I think so. But then maybe they have a huge list of to-dos, and maybe, you know, it falls down the list because something else takes over, like safety and security. But I think we need a whole new way of thinking in the city.
I'd agree with Paul on that. The funding of local authorities in Ireland is roughly about a quarter of the equivalent on the continent. And I know they have other things to do as well, you know, transport, etc. But I think, you know, the underfunding of local authorities in Ireland is an issue.
I believe it there. Richard Ghani, CEO of Dublin Town. Paul Galler, CEO of the IHF and former manager of Buzzwells. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.